Each year we highlight Sailing Week for visually impaired people, which takes place on the south coast of England, either Falmouth or out of Southampton. And you don't have to be an experienced sailor to go along and have a week's worth of fun. It doesn't matter if you're blind or partially sighted. There's all sorts of ways of learning your ways around the yacht, learning to skipper and even steer. Now, Toby Davey is someone we speak to regularly here on RNIB Connect Radio. Normally we speak to Toby about audio description, as Toby is with Vocalise, which is heavily involved in training audio describers and promoting the service. But today we are talking, Toby, about sailing. So a bit of a change of tack for you.
Tack being the opposite word, yes.
Indeed. Now, the sailing, which we highlight each year, as I said, gives visually impaired people the chance to have a go and see what it's like on the ocean waves. Now, you're quite an accomplished and an experienced sailor, Toby, but I just wondered, you know, what it was like for you starting out as someone with a visual impairment.
It was quite funny in a way, because I got into sailing the summer I left Falmouth. I was down in Falmouth doing a course, and I used to walk past the harbour and hear the clinking of the halyards and stuff. And it was that summer, which I left, was the summer I decided, how about giving sailing a go? Because I'd heard about the sailing week that happens every year, and I'd always wanted to do sailing. And it was just one of those things, that was a stupid thing to do. You know, I was in Falmouth for 2 years next to the sea, and I could have done sailing, a lot more sailing. But that first experience of going out on the water, having a great week, being a very good social week and learning to sail was fantastic. It really sort of gave me, you know, the feeling of wanting to sail and really getting enjoyment out of it.
Now, I've done the Sailing Week twice, Toby, having never really been on a yacht, been involved in the running of it and living on it as well. When you went on for the first time, what were you expecting?
I don't know, to be honest, because I was expecting, you know, sort of, you know, the feel of the boat and the wind and stuff. But I'd never sailed. I'd never sort of, you know, steered a boat or anything like that. And I hadn't tied knots and I hadn't pulled a bits of sheet, bits of string in and stuff and things to make the boat go. So I didn't really know much about what I was going to expect. I just knew that there was this opportunity and I knew there's a sport which I wanted to do. So I was very sort of, wet behind the ears, as one might say.
Were you apprehensive as someone with a visual impairment doing this for the first time?
I don't think it was a visual impairment, because I'd known about the week and I'd known about people who'd been on it and had such a fantastic time. I think for me, because of the time in my journey of life as it was, I was, as I say, in Falmouth doing a course, and I hadn't really had much involvement with blind and partially sighted people during that time. I'd been to special school beforehand and stuff, but it was just that thing of maybe me thinking, I don't want to be involved with a sailing week for blind people. And then I thought, well, hang on a minute, there's an opportunity to do a sport here that you wanted to do. Why are you being so stupid and pig-headed? And I think it was once I realised that, and then I thought, this is fun, this is great fun.
Now, it's interesting you say that, Toby, because when I heard about it, it said Blind Sailing Week, and I thought, no, I may be blind myself, but I don't want to go and do something that's just for blind people and be part of this kind of pigeonholed group. But I was convinced to go and give it a try, and it was amazing, because you're not there as a passenger, you do everything.
Oh, God, yes, yeah. I mean, you absolutely do everything on board. You helm the boat, you trim the sails, you put the sails up, make the cups of tea and coffee and stuff. You know, you're fully involved. You're part of the actual crew, and I think that's the wonderful thing, not only about Blind Week, as it might be called, but also about sailing in general. You're very much part of a crew, and you can be really involved and get as much out of it as you really want to. And I think that's the beauty of sailing for me.
Now, that obviously really started something, because you've taken it even further over the years.
I have, yes. I got involved with dinghy sailing in between Blind Week. I got a little bit involved in racing and stuff and things. And obviously, as you may or may not know, you know, I've represented Great Britain at International and World Blind Sailing Championships. And that's been great fun. I love racing. I love winning. You know, winning is great. and it's great taking part as well. But, you know, it's having that ability to be competitive at a sport as well, I think, which is really good.
It's taken you all over the world.
It has. You know, I've been to Weymouth, but I've also been to Miami. I've been to Rhode Island, the home of match racing, as some people might say. I've been down to Australia. I've been to Italy. So, yes, all over the world.
Is there a goal or a target?
Well, there's lots of targets. And one of the targets, which I don't know in my lifetime whether it will happen or not, is to get proper recognition for the sport. Because obviously we do our world and international blind fleet racing and match racing championships, and we're getting more blind and partially sighted people involved. But the ultimate gain, I think, would really be to get our sport recognised as a Paralympic sport, and I think that's still a bit of a long way away at the moment. I mean, it'd be great if it did happen, and I really hope that some of the young sailors who are coming in to blind sailing at the moment will have that opportunity in the future. It might not be for me, but maybe for those young people.
Taking the sort of technical side away for just a moment, Toby, when you're out there on the water, you're helming a yacht, cruising across the water, even getting some speed up there as well, and you're flying across the waves, what kind of goes through your mind? What kind of feelings do you get?
I think one of the feelings is that feeling of, which might sound a bit strange, but independence and being in control. So whether you're helming or whether you're trimming the sails, when you're sailing the boat, you're doing it. And what you're doing is affecting the speed of the boat, how well it sails and everything else. So it's that feeling of being in control and the feel of the movement. It's you and the wind and the sea. It might sound a little bit romantic, but it is that thing of, you know, being out there on the sea, and it's you and the wind and the boat. And that's the wonderful feeling about it.
Have you had any scary moments, any apprehension?
I've always known that I'm safe on a boat. I've always known that if something happens in a dinghy, you capsize, okay, you get back up again and you sail again. In a keel boat or a yacht, you've got a keel underneath you, so the boat will never really sort of tip over unless in really sort of really, really bad conditions. And I've been out in the past in very windy conditions, and I've felt really safe. I think maybe as my eyesight has started to deteriorate, I did go through a stage of thinking, you know, can I still do this? And I think that's one of the things that you know, I've got over now, because of thinking, oh, you know, am I still able to sail as I used to sail? But I think, you know, I've got across that now, and yeah, you know, I'm still competing and doing events and stuff. So I think confidence is really, really big part of it.
There may be people, blind or partially sighted people, listening to this, Toby, thinking it sounds great being out there on the waves and, you know, getting involved in the day-to-day life on the yacht, but probably there's still a little bit of apprehension. I mean, what would you say to encourage people to try it?
Well, they can always get involved with blind sailing itself, and I know there are taster weekends that happen around the country, and find out what support might be there to get them out on the water for the first time. And it's a great place to start dinghy sailing, because the boat moves quite quickly and things happen quite quickly. But with a good instructor, you can have some really good fun. And I think that's the place to start, to try and see what your local dinghy club, yacht club are doing. And if not, there are organisations like RYA Sailability, who provide support for getting people out on the water. And obviously there's blind sailing as well, which will help people take, you know, those first steps and take people further into racing and competing if they want to do it.
Anything coming up this year, Toby, you're looking forward to?
At the moment, I'm out on the water sort of once a month, every weekend down in Cowes, because we're looking at selection for fleet racing championships in Texas in September. So I'm putting myself forward for that. So lots of cold weekends down in Cowes at the moment, but really good fun. And we've got some really good coaches and sighted support as well. And I think that's another great thing about it, is the support that we've got as an organisation, as Blind Sailing, from the sighted crew and sighted tacticians and our coaches and stuff, who are, you know, preparing us for the next event, which is really good.
Toby, best of luck with the forthcoming events, and enjoy your sailing, and thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.